Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, he's been part of and the star of top network TV shows since the mid-1990s, News Radio, Fear Factor. He is the host of Ultimate Fighting Championships, which is now the biggest craze in sports globally, and he's been involved in that for more than a decade. He's a brown belt in jiu-jitsu, trained by some of the best fighters in the world. He, of course, hosted The Man Show on Comedy Central. He's a very successful comedian, traveling the world in huge tours, which millions of people have come out and seen. And I was lucky enough to get to know Joe and become friends with him, I guess about 10 years ago, because he would come to Austin for shows, and he was friends with Kevin Booth, the producer for Bill Hicks. And by the way, it is true, a Bill Hicks movie is coming out. I have the inside scoop on that. Maybe we'll talk about that later. I don't know how much I can say, but Russell Crowe is involved. I'm just going to leave it at that, and that'll be out in the next year and a half. There, I've said it. But Joe Rogan is our guest for the next hour, and maybe then some, if I can twist his arm to stay with us. We have Vincent Bugliosi, the prosecutor of Charles Manson. He's saying Bush is a murderer, needs to be arrested immediately. Vincent Bugliosi is very respected. So maybe we'll have Joe ride shotgun if he wants with Mr. Bugliosi, but that's up to Joe. We'll talk about it all today. 9/11, the war, electronic voting frauds. Did the moon landing really happen? We'll also talk about some other subjects that Joe discusses. He's an amazing individual, and he is Joe Rogan. Joe, thanks for coming on with me.
Thanks for having me on, buddy. What's going on?
Good, man. I tell you, life just accelerates by. We used to talk all the time and, you know, see a couple times a year out in L.A., and we blinked, and a few years went by, and I'm glad that you're on the show.
Well, I'm glad I'm on the show, too. And, yeah, I've known you for a long time now. It's kind of crazy. It's been like 8 or 9 years at least, right?
Yeah, time just flies, Joe. In fact, I got 3 kids now, and you just had a daughter.
Yeah, I just had a little, well, I didn't have it. My girlfriend had it. But, yeah, it's crazy, man.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Very humbling experience, to say the least.
You know, I think having children, I know it turns on different areas of the brain. Did you totally, like, feel other areas switch on?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely, there's a biological process that goes on, like, almost instantaneously. You start thinking about, you know, you become much more like of a homebody, you start thinking much more rationally, you start thinking like, wow, I gotta really, you know, get my insurance in order and get all my, you know, my money in place, and it is, I start thinking like much more business-wise, like I become much more ambitious, like almost instantaneously.
Exactly. That's what happened to me. I used to let people push me around and stuff because I was kind of a nice guy.
You?
I kind of turned into a meanie.
Let people push you around? That's ridiculous, sir.
Well, I got a lot meaner after I had kids, is the point.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I think it definitely makes a person more, just more serious, you know? I've had friends that had kids, and they would describe it. And I never really got it. You know, I'm like, okay, so what happens? You're working more now, and you're that's good? Like, what is it all about? But once you have one, you go, oh, it's like a biological thing. It's like your body is preparing you for the fact that you've got to take on this little responsibility, this little person, to protect it. So you become, like, more aware of protecting the nest and more aware of, you know, gathering up supplies. It's really weird.
No, man, with our first child, you should have seen me and my wife. It was like birds building a nest, running around and doing this and getting everything just right. And
strange thing to realize you're just an animal, isn't it?
Well,
different than a monkey, no different than a dog, just a different kind of animal.
Well, we certainly are programmed, and we certainly have templates we follow. In fact,
yeah.
I want to talk about that today. You've got an interesting view on humanity and everything else, and I want to get your take on your views on that now. On the other side, with Joe Rogan, I'm Alex Jones. This is the one, the only GCN Radio Network. His website is joerogan.net. That links up to it on Infowars.com right now.
Are Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
He's Joe Rogan, ladies and gentlemen, and he's agreed to ride shotgun with Vincent Bugliosi, the prosecutor of the Manson family and best-selling author. He's got a new book out about how Bush is a murderer and needs to be arrested immediately. A very respected prosecutor and expert on criminology. So Joe Rogan will be riding shotgun with us for that hour, coming up next hour. That is going to be amazing. Joe Rogan and Vincent Bugliosi on together. But he'll be with us, just Joe alone, for this hour. Joe, I want to talk about your comedy. I want to talk, well, we can't talk about your new TV show that's coming out yet. You can't talk about that yet. I want to talk about DMT. I want to talk about government-sponsored terror. I want to get into moon landings. I want to get into your worldview, because I was Googling your name last night. Ended up spending about 2 hours watching different clips of you and your internet reality show you do. That's amazing. Ought to be on mainstream TV. But I guess it's too hardcore. Where you did this rant on another radio show about flying over cities and how cities look like cancers. And then you were talking about taking DMT and, you know, how there's this other reality while we're sleeping. And it was all just an amazing rant you were doing. And but I thought, why play somebody else's show? Why not just have Joe talk about that? But add, because this rant was about a year ago, you've now had a child. You say you, which I think what you just said about having a child fits into what you said previously. Does having a child confirm your view about how we are really a kind of like a jellyfish? We are a group organism, but we individually, I don't think, realize that.
Yeah, I think for sure we're the way I compare it is to mold. Is that when you see mold, you don't see individual spores of mold. You see like a patch, and that's really what like human beings are. I mean, we think of ourselves as individuals, but we need all the other people around us constantly. Like if you're in jail, the worst punishment they can give you is put you in solitary confinement, take you away from other prisoners. I mean, how crazy is that? I mean, if that doesn't just show you that there's some sort of a biological need to stay in contact with other people, because we are a group organism. It's an illusion that we're not. And if you look at the way this group organism is devouring the planet and killing off all the other organisms, it's just like an out-of-control bacteria or a virus or a parasite, any kind of other animal that could overtake, you know, like when some, you know, crazy roach gets into a community and gets in everyone's houses and they can't get rid of them, they can't exterminate them. I mean, that's really what humans are like. We're like any other organism. We're just conscious and we communicate. And we like to depict ourselves in unnatural ways, and we get confused, and we start to think that that depiction is the reality. But the reality, when you look at like what, you know, humans are doing to the world, what we're doing to each other, we, you know, we're just a really complicated, screwed up animal. It's weird.
Now, I don't want to out of the gates get into a debate with you, because I agree with some of what you're saying and don't with others. I mean, that 1,000-plus square mile thing of plastic trash floating around in the Pacific Ocean right now, that is a problem. Genetic engineering, these cross-species organisms that have been put out are already wreaking havoc. GMO food that we've produced, you know, that literally kills all the rats they feed it to,
right.
We're eating that. It's causing all these health problems. But so we can certainly be a cancer, or we can be something that terraforms other planets. And I see our real potential as a life spreader, a life seeder. So I think, like with everything in the world, it's a double-edged sword. And
so you think our potential is to seed our organism onto other planets?
Yes, and to terraform. We're going to go in, no doubt, if we don't destroy ourselves with these superconducting heavy reactors and the antimatter weapons the Air Force admits they have but won't declassify the details on. If we don't destroy ourselves, yes, we're going to spread life. And so will we consume the yolk, you know, like a chicken embryo that's our planet? Yes, but when we get to our true potential, we're going to be able to create thousands of worlds.
Well, our real problem is that everything we do to this world, everything we do, like with our materialism and the way we live our lives, and the gas that we use and everything, it's damaging the earth, but I don't think we feel it personally. You know, and I think that's a big problem with human beings.
Well, Joe, we feel it when we get cancer from the dioxins that get in the water and the air, and we do feel it when our a 3-year-old dies of leukemia because they took the vaccines.
Oh, of course. No, listen, I'm 100% with you. What I'm saying is that the only way we're going to ever get people to live a sustainable life is to make it feel good for them. Like, there's got to be something in it for them. People do things based on feeling. You know, they do. When people are working all day and they come home and they got kids and they got bills, it's very difficult to get them to try to reorganize the culture. I mean, completely rework society to the point where we don't have a voting system in place like we do now that makes no sense, with electoral college and votes and delegates and what are you talking about? And all this nonsense, this two-party nonsense. Like, it's going to take a lot of work to get rid of all this BS that we have that's clogging up the pores of this culture. And this is the most, supposedly, at least we like to consider ourselves, the most advanced culture in the world. And it's childlike. I mean, that's the most amazing aspect about life, is that there are grown children and they're operating the world like it's a Harry Potter movie. And that's real.
Well, Joe, that's what happens. Humans, when they're stressed and pushed to the edge of endurance, do incredible, magical, dynamic things. But when we have when we have milk and honey, when we have it too good, we do become lazy, we do become decadent,
yes.
We do become slothful. But the establishment, the social engineers, if you read their own documents, they have fostered and pushed our already weak instincts. They didn't create it, but they know how to punch our buttons. Kind of like the devil says in that film with Al Pacino, Devil's Advocate. He says, I know every button, every, you know, thing to push, every, you know, lever to pull. That's what Madison Avenue knows. And so they openly in their own documents, and I can give these to you if you want, you might have already seen them, say 100 years ago they were going to push and control and make us dumb, make us decadent, feed into that feedback loop to get the general public satiated, bred and circus like the Roman Caesars did, so the elite can go on above us and build their real technological system while we're diverted kind of in this suppressed level. And they sell us on things that sound good. Like you do fly over L.A. and it doesn't look like a cancer on the landscape belching black smoke. If you were an alien flying over, you'd say, that looks like some type of cancer.
It's a disease. You know, it's, I don't know. The whole conversation is very, it's like, what came first, the chicken or the egg? Have people always been lazy, or is somebody making people lazy? You know, I think both. And I think, you know, if there's going to be real leaders in this world, you know, if there's going to be a real leader, it's not going to be a leader that's coming from this system that we have right now, because this system is a mess. Like, you need someone who's not trying to make any money. You need someone who's actually trying to help people. And that's very difficult to find.
Well, Joe, the problem is, going back to the original point, is everybody wants to take care of their environment at an instinctive level. Doesn't mean we do. And a lot
right.
of this sounds
because we
reasonable.
We don't feel it.
Exactly. We don't feel it, like you said, consciously, though it is affecting us. The problem is the elites are going to use this to totally enslave us and do a lot of bad things. And I indict those elites and say, you know, your end doesn't justify your means, and you're doing more damage to the earth than the fake carbon taxes you're pushing, when carbon is what plants breathe.
Right. Well, you know what I say, Alex? Those elites are just people. This is the whole thing about this whole idea of elites and the impoverished and the, you know, the proletariat. You know, what people are is just people. And these people, if they truly are manipulating world populations into wars and ruining lives and doing it all for profit, and that they don't care, they can't be happy. Those guys aren't
well,
having any fun. Those elite dudes, they could use the advice that someone would give them if someone told them to just relax and have fun and stop being a douche. You know?
The problem is, it's not just about making money. It's about the power, and they're in such
exactly.
power positions they've got to...
materialism. It's about possessing things.
Well,
you know?
They're also psychopaths. I mean, see, you're not a psychopath, Joe. You care about your surroundings because at an instinctive level, your genetic engineering is correct, and so you realize what happens to others affects you. You feel it and feel bad, but you're designed like that because hurting your tribe hurts you.
There are jobs and, you know, positions in this world where it pays to be a psychopath. You know, and if you're going to be a politician, that's, you know, it really does pay for you to be at least a little detached from the things that you're going to do.
Exactly.
I mean, if you really are planning, I mean, and I'm not saying that this is how it went down, but this is a big speculate. This is one a thing that people speculate about all the time, that was this war created for profit? And if this war was created for profit, some people had to make that decision that it is worth X amount of lives for X amount of dollars. I mean, that is crazy. If that's a real decision that someone's making.
Well, Joe, you're right, but they issue the currency. It's not just about making profits. It's about consolidating land, getting raw resources that they then peg to their fiat currencies. But, I mean, we have PNAC government documents where they admitted it was about oil and power and no-bid weapons contracts. I mean, the military
well,
will...
if that's the case, it certainly pays to be a psychopath in that job, right?
Absolutely.
You know, how do you fix a psychopath? That's the real problem. I mean, with a normal person that's trying to be ambitious and is maybe cutting corners and doing the wrong thing, you can explain to that person karma. You can explain to that person that we are really just the same. We're just living lives through different circumstances, you know. And you can explain that to books. Can you explain that to a psychopath? Is it even possible? You know, and if you have kids and you raise them in that, you know, that environment, that ruthless, you know, future politician environment, I mean, can you fix that?
Well, that's a good point you just made. That's central. This system is raising kind of a psychopath light.
Oh, yeah, there's a reason why all this skull and bone stuff. Everybody's like, that's silly. What is there, the little clubs that they join? There's a reason why that's real. But what we don't understand is there is an entire culture, like an ancient culture in this country.
Wow.
It's been on for a long time. People who are raising their children to be in power. And there's families
Huge.
That have been in power forever. And the fact that people want to call that a conspiracy theory or like what how much evidence do you have to see before you want to look into it?
Joe, stay there. Let's come right back after this quick break and talk specifically about that. That's an amazing point. Stay with us.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the new world order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Ted Enders from Midas, May 27, 2008, gold 915.46. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for 941.46, 463.70 for half, 231.85 for quarter. That's 941.46, 463.70, and 231.85. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollar has fallen to 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame.
Joe Rogan.
You said one love.
Got a new show coming out on CBS love. In the near future. Can't talk about it.
One need.
Been a central figure, the host of course, Fear Factor, and then News Radio before that. so many other hats, the host of the commentator for Ultimate Fighting Championships, just did a big one this Saturday that I know most of my office went to. Got a new addition to the family, so I couldn't go. Wish I could have. But Joe Rogan joins us. My websites, of course, are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Joe, flesh that out, because that's a point I've made before but rarely do, and it's so central, how you have lots of even low-level petty elites that think they're members of the elite. They're trained to hate the general public, that the public's to be fed on. And when you get to skull and bones level and royalty level, it's even admitted in mainstream books that they train them to be cold-blooded and enslave the public and to have this us-against-them mentality. And they're really, they're breeding almost a psychopathic view into them, and that's what the mock sacrifices are about and the devil worship is about. It's how an old, guy sends his son to have his peers induct him into a predator's mindset. Your take on that, Joe?
Well, I mean, I think if you are the type of person that wants to be, an elite, if you're the type of person that really wants to, to run things in this world and manipulate people and make money, I mean, you have to be a psycho. And your kids are going to be psychos too, because you're going to raise your kids. If you keep them in that environment and you have your kids grow up and seek political offices and seek influential positions in society and in business, I mean, you're going to develop psycho kids for sure. Those kids are going to want to be like daddy, ruthless daddy who raised them and taught them how to do it. And, they stay together. And these groups and these families that have been around, they've been around for hundreds of years doing this. I mean, it's not like it's hard to follow. You can see the bloodlines. You can see, all the memberships in these little weird skull and bones things and the fact that they all go to similar schools and, and they're in similar clubs and, it's kind of crazy.
In fact, the eugenicists over 150 years ago, and now this has been in the BBC and all of the news, they believe, there was just a big report out of a British university last week, that the elites are their own species because they've been intermarrying for, quote, aggression, intelligence. They already believe they're another species and see, Joe, they're going to use the environmental movement. I need to send you my new film, Endgame.
Wow, that's a really interesting theory, like a different breed, like different breeds of dogs.
That's what they say. They say that by like being with like, they say through social Darwinism, the fact that they are in control gives them a right to kill, destroy, poison us, because it's the survival of the fittest, and now they're going to use the environmental movement, which sounds reasonable, to set up a world government and then have the orderly bioweapon release and kill 80 to 90% of us.
That's a really interesting thought, the thought that they're a separate species now, or at least a separate race. Because I've had a lot of dogs. I love dogs. And I've had pit bulls. And they're great dogs with people. But, man, they're so dangerous with other animals. They're like, I had one dog, she killed two of my other dogs. She would fight to the death. She just wanted to fight. She was crazy, no matter what it was. If you pissed her off, you did something wrong, she wanted to fight. And I've had her since she was a baby. I rescued her when she was like 11 months old from the dog pound. That dog is bred for that. That's in her system. And the way they made pit bulls is by breeding them for like 1,000 years. I mean, who knows how long they've been doing it, but for hundreds of years at least. The most aggressive dogs. And they bred a terrier with a larger bulldog, and they got this dog that was a medium-sized psychotic animal. And then once they got the breed, what they did was they made sure that they only kept alive and breeding the ones that would fight to the death. Any dog that would quit, they would kill him, and they wouldn't let him breed. They would cull him from the breed. So the ones that they got out of that are this pure genetic specimen of just a destroyer.
That's it. And that's the New World Order, brother. And they're in control of the bioweapons. They brainwashed the police. And they openly say they're going to kill us.
Even though people will frown on conspiracy theories and say this is ridiculous, you're making a lot of speculation, and you're coming to conclusions that aren't necessarily bound by logic, if you really looked at it that way, just genetically, it is really possible that there are a group of people that are just genetically more inclined to be douchey, genetically more inclined to want to be an elite. genetically more inclined to want to subjugate the population and ruin people's lives.
Joe Rogan, stay there. We're going to talk behind scenes right now, uncensored, for 3 minutes at the InfoWars.com streams. Back worldwide in 3 minutes.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Way up north, way up north, north to Alaska, go north for us your song. North to Alaska, go north to Russia's own. Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92 with George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy too. They crossed the Yukon River and found the Bonanza Gold below that old white mountain, just a little southeast of Nome. Sam crossed the majestic.
We're back live. Joe Rogan is our guest. JoeRogan.net.
He talked to his team of a husky.
Joe, before we go any further, I want to get into the war, electronic voting machines, DMT, ultimate fighting, all of it, before Vincent Bugliosi joins us. You're going to ride shotgun then. I want to first thank you for taking the time out to join us, especially with having a new baby in the last 3 weeks. And I want to thank you for your friendship and all the, you know, laughs you've given me and the times we've had, you know, to hang out here in Austin and out in L.A. And it's good to be talking to you after a few years being out of touch. But just anything you want to mention about your website, what you're doing these days, any plugs?
No, not really. I mean, if they want to learn anything about me, JoeRogan.net is a website where I keep a fairly regular blog. I'm due a new blog post soon. And I try to, I'll try to be a lot more regular, but having the kid has been, has threw me off a little bit. That's my excuse. That's going to be my excuse for everything.
But there's huge archives there.
I had a kid.
Absolutely. Well, there's a lot of stuff there on the site. You've been, JoeRogan.net's been around like 8-9 years, hasn't it?
Yeah, I've had it for a while. I've had a message board. I've got this crazy message board, man. And I put it up, I think, in like 98 or 99 or something like that. And this message board has got like 1,600,000 posts on it. And all these members that post every day. And they're really cool people. Like, a lot of them are like really interesting and intelligent. And there's these crazy debates on there. And some of them are really, really nutty. Like, there's, you know, there's, of course, your 9/11 debates. And there's UFO debates and moon landing debates and mixed martial arts debates. But it's a really interesting little group of human beings that hang out there all the time. I feel very fortunate to have that.
Joe, let's talk about 9/11. We have declassified that the USS Liberty was a staged event in 67. It's been declassified that the attack on the supposed destroyers in the Gulf of Tonkin was staged.
Yeah.
That resulted in 58,000 dead Americans and 1 million-plus dead Vietnamese. We know now with Building 7 and the firefighters saying, get back, they're going to blow it up. We have that on video. I mean, we have the firefighters saying there was molten lava under the other buildings that jet fuel couldn't do. We have the war games that day, NORAD standing down. I mean, I've actually saw some areas on the web where you've been on other shows and have now questioned 9/11, which I commend you for doing. What makes you question the official story, and how far do you question it?
Well, I question everything all the time about everything. I don't believe anything until it gets into my brain and bounces around and I look at it logically. I've seen way too many people just jump to conclusions or pick a side, and then as soon as they get on that side, they chase that side till they die. They never admit that they made a mistake. And that's a horrible thing. And people confuse information and truth with their own ego.
They make an investment. I totally
exactly.
agree in an idea.
Yes.
Once somebody says I'm a reptoid from planet Pop-Tart, they have to
exactly.
only say that and add whatever evidence. Or once they say I'm a Vatican assassin of the Keebler Elves, they
exactly.
only, you know, all their slander, all their libel, all their stalking, you know, saying the Zionists run it all and I'm bad. They, you know, because I won't buy into their particular camp, then I have to be the devil incarnate, and they only find evidence to agree with that.
Well, and people might point that same finger in your direction and say that you look for a conspiracy in everything, you know, that you believe there's complicity at the highest levels in everything, right? I mean, there's some people that would say that there's not enough evidence for that.
But my methodology is different. I go off their own Rand Corporation, Carnegie Endowment, their own program. You see,
well,
I'm not just...
The thing that disturbs me the most about you, Alex, is that the stuff that I used to think was completely ridiculous, I'm starting to think is real.
That's what
disturbed me the most about our friendship, is that when I first met Alex, I was like, okay, this dude's really interesting, and he says some stuff that sounds like 40% true, 60% donkey poo, you know? But now it's like it's way more like 70-30. You know, it's hard to disagree with you on a lot of things.
Well, thank you,
now.
Joe. Well, it's hard to disagree with you on a lot of stuff. But I mean, specifically 9/11, Building 7.
Well, specifically 9/11. Look, I don't know enough about what happened to make I'm not a scientist. I can't tell you whether or not those buildings fell like that. And you know what? I think anybody saying that they can, a lot of that is speculation. The only way we're really going to know what happens when two giant planes hit two giant buildings is to build two more giant buildings and slam into it with two more giant planes.
But Building 7 wasn't hit by one.
Out. You're right about Building 7, and Building 7 is the one building that I'm always willing to talk to people about because I find it very shocking that nobody thinks it's weird how that building fell, that building kinked in the middle and fell like it was a controlled demolition. Was it a controlled demolition? I have no idea. I don't even really know what a controlled demolition looks like other than what I've seen on the Internet.
Well, if the government would...
What I'm trying to say is I don't know. But it's strange to me that people will go, nah, nothing happened. Wait a minute. Are you looking at the same thing I'm looking at? Because I'm looking at a building falling into its footprint. Why is it falling into its footprint? That doesn't happen. And they go, oh, there's damage in the building. When you look at the damage in the building, it's to one corner of the building. Now, again, I'm not a scientist. I'm not an engineer. I don't really understand physics that well. But I would assume that if there's a building that's being held up by four corners and one of them has a gigantic hole in it, it's going to fall towards that weak area. Why is it collapsing on all these other corners? And why is it doing it in such a uniform fashion? That doesn't seem natural to me.
Well, you even have the blast squibs. You can even see them.
I don't know if that's what that is or if that's when buildings fall, when buildings collapse.
Well,
why does
Silverstein say we gave the order to pull it and gave the order and watched it come down?
I did hear that he said that we gave the order to pull it. But, you know, he was dealing with not – I mean, I'm just playing devil's advocate here. This guy's dealing with this gigantic cataclysmic event that just happened in his city where thousands of people died and planes threw into buildings and his building got jacked. And he's just, pull it. Meaning pull the project of trying to save his building, pull all the firefighters
out. But pull it is a demolition term.
It is, but he's not a demolition man. Why did BBC, Joe? I'm not saying
have
that
you seen
he
that?
Didn't have anything to do with it, but do you see the point of view of the rational person?
No, I understand.
If I look at it and say, well, you don't
well,
have
not
that
rational,
much.
Somebody in denial.
But I don't know if it's somebody in denial,
Joe.
I don't know what happened.
I understand, but here's what I'm saying.
I do know it looked very unusual.
I hear you. Something stinks.
I absolutely agree with you there.
Well, Joe, what about BBC 25 minutes before it falls saying Building 7 has fallen in its own footprint and then it's out the window behind him?
Okay, well, to play devil's advocate, I could tell you that the firemen maybe had already told the press and warned them to get back because Building 7, they have deemed, is about to collapse. And that got screwed up in the interpretation, again, with this huge cataclysmic event where planes are flying into buildings and everybody's freaking out. Like, there's all these people, oh, we heard explosions before it happened. Do you really remember what happened before planes slammed into buildings?
Talking about Building 7.
Buildings collapsed and killed thousands of people? Let me tell you something about trauma, dude. Let me tell you something about freaky incidences. People don't remember anything. They remember bursts and weird things, and there's so much emotion going on and screaming.
But
and
Joe,
blood. They remember flashes.
Joe.
And they can be talked into remembering almost anything.
But we weren't. But we weren't talked into the fact that Tonkin was staged and 58,000 Americans died.
I'm with you 100%.
And they staged attacks to start the war with Iran in 53.
How about Operation Northwoods? How about the Northwoods document? That's scary. That Northwoods document, and if you don't know what I'm talking about, you can look at it online. It's a document that was signed by the Joint Chiefs of Staff. When was it, Alex? 61?
62, yeah.
62. It was signed by the Joint Chiefs of Staff. This was a plan to fake terrorist attacks on American civilians and blame them on Cuba so that people would want to go to war with Cuba. They were going to kill people. They were going to fake attack. One of them involved something with an airliner and a bunch of college students. Wasn't that the case?
Absolutely. In fact, they were going to bomb D.C. They were going to commit sniper attacks, shoot Americans. They were going to have Cuban Americans dress up like Cuban army and attack Guantanamo Bay, and it said mortar and shoot and bomb and kill people.
Well, that's a horrifying thought, that if this was going on in 1962, in my opinion, the way I look at it, everything evolves. Everything evolves. Technology evolves. Entertainment evolves. Everything evolves. Well, if everything evolves, then evil has to evolve, too. Okay, and if they're willing to fake attacks on American civilians and kill Americans in order to get us convinced that we need to go to war with a country that had nothing to do with those acts, if they were willing to do that in 62, what are they willing to do in 2008? We know that's real now.
Well, Joe, exactly. Take the military mentality going back to Alexander the Great, you know, thousands of years ago. They would put a few hundred horsemen or a few thousand infantrymen in a gorge or in an area they wanted to attack to pull in the main army.
Yeah.
And then when the enemy army would come in, it would sacrifice those few thousand, those pawns in the game, collateral damage. But then their argument was, but then we won the war and we lost less people total.
Well,
that military idea.
At least that's people that are in a war. You know what I'm saying? If you're in a war, I mean, you've got to know that there's tactics and there's pawns. If you're paying attention to what war is, what we're dealing with in our society is a lie, like this big, like, ruse, pretending that it's one thing when it's really something else, pretending that there's democracy when really what we have is this huge, gigantic group of human beings that are controlled by corporations. So they're controlled by, you ever see that, of course you've seen it, I shouldn't even ask you, that documentary, The Corporation?
Yes, great.
That's a frightening documentary, where it talks about how corporations basically act like sociopaths, and that because of there's a gigantic diffusion of responsibility when you have all these people doing something that's...
Yeah, it's compartmentalized, and so they all share the blame. None of them stab the people in the heart themselves. They collectively do it with blinders on, and so...
And they say it's all for business, and then we're doing it in business.
I agree, and then you can't ever stop them because you go punish one of them, but it's the cellular organization, kind of like what you said an hour ago or 45 minutes ago, that it's this communal thing, and so you can't ever beat the whole compartmentalized system because you can only attack certain pieces of it.
Right, and there's so much vested interest in keeping that corporation alive. There's so many mortgages attached to that corporation.
Yeah.
There's so many kids that are in private school attached to that corporation. There's so many, you know, credit card bills. They want to keep that organization alive. That's a giant community. And what it is really, what any organization like that is really, is like an organism. It's like we have this gigantic organism that's the human race, and inside we have little substructures, and we have cities, and we have mayors and all that jazz, but corporations are like their own little substructure.
Well, take the police. They now are just militarizing, doubling, tripling, quadrupling their numbers, growing wildly, and it's all about protecting themselves now, not the public. It's all about, quote, the officers and their system. And
well, the crazy thing about the cops is the ones who are doing all the work aren't even the ones that, I mean, the cops that are out there, you know, that are driving on the streets and are arresting people, and like, if they're really working for the New World Order, they're us. They're getting screwed more than anybody.
Oh, I agree.
Being forced. They're not making money out of it. It's not like cops are getting rich.
No, I agree.
Being a cop is a dangerous job.
They do it for the system.
There's a lot of scumbags out there.
Yeah, well, I mean, no, most cops mean well, but have been given a false template. They believe when they take a teenager to jail for some marijuana that it's a good thing.
But I think because of the fact that most cops mean well, I think ultimately it's going to be very hard to have a police state because they'd be policing their own people. They'd be policing themselves.
Well, Joe, I got stories here.
Family.
I got stories here where a woman's drinking a glass of water in a wine glass with her child, and after going to the dentist, and they pull her over in Phoenix and go ahead and take her to jail. And
she might have been a douchebag. You ever think of that?
So
that
she
lady
deserved
might have
it.
Been a crazy pain in the ass. They might have pulled her over, and she might have said a bunch of dumb stuff and yelled at the cop, and
she might have been lying.
She might have been drunk. She might have been doing coke. She might have smoked a joint. Who knows? I don't know that lady.
She might be a mass murderer. Executor.
But let me tell you something. Every time I get pulled over by cops, you know what I say? Sorry, sir. Here's my license. Here's my registration. You know how many times I've been arrested? Zero. You know why? Because I respect cops. I know a lot of cops from jiu-jitsu. I know a lot of cops from all my years of training martial arts. I've met a lot of them. And they're just dudes. They're dudes who want to get a job.
Well, I totally agree that
they have a very stressful, screwed-up job.
It's a compartmentalization, Joe, is what I'm saying.
But
there's no doubt
that if a lady gets pulled over drinking a glass of water and they lock her in a cage, maybe there's some more to the story. Maybe that lady's crazy.
Well, it was in the Phoenix newspaper, so it's all right now.
Well, if it's in the Phoenix newspaper, it doesn't mean she's not a nut.
Well, we're going to be getting her on.
She can easily be a nut. It's a good story to put in the Phoenix newspaper.
But
it's a good version of it.
Okay, have you heard police are now running checkpoints, taking blood, Joe?
Listen, I've seen a lot of videos on YouTube of cops tasering dudes for no reason at all. I'm with you that sometimes things go horribly wrong and that those dudes are under a constant amount of stress, and sometimes when people don't comply, they have just heard enough and they pull out that taser and they blast them, and it makes for a very funny video online. I've seen it happen.
But Joe,
it's getting worse.
Here's the deal.
But you're not supposed to give dudes tasers.
I understand.
You're not supposed to give them a middle option. It's like, you remember in Star Trek, you know, they had the gun that was set to stun or to kill? You know, look, it should only be kill, all right? You shouldn't be spanking people. I mean, people aren't children.
I agree.
You don't spank kids and you don't taser people.
Joe,
the only
I want to shift gears.
Take someone out is if they're dangerous and you should kill them. You should just blast them. Let's
Joe
get
Rogan.
Them off the planet.
JoeRogan.net. I want to get Burmison here for a minute because he's a big fan of Ultimate Fighting, big fan of yours, and he's one of the guys that made Loose Change. Go ahead and say hi to him.
Hey
Joe, how you doing?
What's going on, man?
You want to say anything about 9/11 to him?
I just wanted to check out, he should check out the Amalgam Virgo document. He talked about the Northwoods document, but Amalgam Virgo was the drill that they ran in June 1st and 2nd of 2001, where they actually drilled ramming a hijacked airliner into the Capitol building while other attacks were going on.
And the World Trade Center and Pentagon.
Yeah, and it had a second part where they were actually going to do live fly hijack exercises where they were going to have FBI agents on deck with a flight crew and then divert the planes to Alaska. So yeah,
and then tell him, that, which is in Northwoods, but tell him Springman, the head of the embassy, the head, was told these are U.S. government agents, let the hijackers back in.
Yeah, well,
interviewed him again for this new film.
Yeah, in the new film, Fabled Enemies, we have J. Michael Springman, who was the consulate at Jeddah in the visa department. His job was to give people visas or not give people visas, and his thing was he was not giving a lot of these people visas, and then his superiors would be like, no, you need to give them a visa. And he was like, why? And they'd say, well, it's national security purposes. And then he talked to some of his buddies at the CIA, and they let him know that this was actually a program to bring Islamic militants into the United States to work with their asset, Osama bin Laden. And, you know, the interview
okay,
was
now,
awesome.
Now, did you just hear that, Joe?
Yes, I did. And that's if that's true, that's really scary. And you know what? I believe it probably could be true very easily. Now, here's my question, though. If there is something like this that happened, say if 9/11 was this gigantic staged act and that they had set it up in advance and somehow or another had rigged the gigantic building so that they would, you know, be, what is it, thermate, so it cuts through the middle and it brings the buildings down, that's the speculation, right?
Yes.
How many people had to be involved?
About 100. We broke it down to about 120. Stay there. We're going to talk behind the scenes for InfoWars.com, folks, and for people watching at PrisonPlanet.tv with Joe Rogan. Then we'll be back for another five-minute segment, another five after that. And then he's going to ride shotgun with us with Vincent Bulugosi. Stay with us. This is the GCN Radio Network. Again, we'll continue behind the scenes right now.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, you're fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kim Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind. The interest is up and the stock market down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
But if you're Joe Rogan, you're a champion jiu-jitsu guy, mixed martial arts, he'll beat up the mugger. Joe is really nice. He's agreed to stay with us a whole other hour. And we're going to have Burmis back in later to talk 9-11 with him. JoeRogan.net. Joe, I want to get back into 9-11 and other things later. But right now, I wanted to talk about DMT and electronic voting machines. I know you've talked a lot about both those issues, and they're both pretty darn important. You want to get into DMT first and the type of experiences you've had? I mean, you're a big health guy, but you've taken this, I guess, as a spiritual experience or whatever. You want to tell folks what happens when you take it?
I think that psychedelic experiences are the root of all religious experiences. That's what my personal belief is. I believe that these religious experiences that people have had without psychedelics are the result of natural endogenous dumps of psychedelics in your system. And this is from reading a lot of people's books. It's none of these are my ideas.
Yeah, you eat some bad cheese and it's got DMT in it. It's in a lot of natural things.
It's not that simple. It's not that you can't really eat DMT, because DMT, your stomach produces something called monoamine oxidase, and it breaks down.
You got to smoke it, but I mean, there's other things that'll make you hallucinate food, though.
There's ways that they've been doing it for thousands of years in the Amazon, where they make a brew called ayahuasca. And what it is the vine of one plant and then the leaves of another plant. And it's mixed together. So it's DMT is in one of the plants, and the other plant is what's called an MAO inhibitor, a monoamine oxidase inhibitor. And what that does is it allows them to take an orally active form of DMT. And this drug DMT, you know, you want to call it a drug, it's actually a natural human neurotransmitter.
No, I understand.
And it exists. But I'm just saying to people that don't understand it, it exists everywhere in nature. It exists in thousands of different plants. It exists in human beings make it naturally. They believe the pineal gland is what makes it. And what that means, what the pineal gland is, it's literally your third eye. It's a gland in the middle of your forehead that in some reptiles, it actually has a retina and a cornea and a lens. I mean, it literally is a third eye. And this is where all the anecdotal evidence points to, that this gland is producing this crazy chemical.
During your sleep.
It's produced in your body, wherever it is, whatever makes it. When you take this stuff, you encounter the most unbelievably beautiful experience, ultimate wisdom, being in front of something that exposes every single aspect of your personality, of your thoughts, everything you've ever said and done. It's like reads you right through you, connects you to everything in the world, and you're being communicated with. Something is talking to you, and it's whatever it is, you're looking at it, and it's constantly changing, and it looks like, the way I describe it, I say it's like complex geometric patterns that are made out of love. It's some unbelievable experience. And your own brain makes this stuff. And they believe that your brain makes this stuff in mass quantities right before you die. So what you could be seeing when you do DMT, heaven, the idea of heaven, might be real. It might not be as simple as you die. It might be something far more complicated.
Now, Joe, if you love this stuff so much, I mean, you're a big health guy. You've only taken it twice, though. Is that because it's so heavy?
I've taken it a bunch of times.
Okay, well, I must have heard an old interview then.
It was an old interview. That was a few years ago. It's not something that you do all the time, though. It's something that you do, and then you have to really think about what you learned when you were having that experience. Because otherwise, you're going to lose your context. The problem with psychedelics is if you do them too much, you lose your connection to this world. You lose your connection to people and life and our culture and our society and communication and friendship. You lose your connection because the other world is so crazy and so alien to this world that once you've been in it a few times, this world doesn't make any more sense.
Stay there, Joe. I want to talk about how we're in one world while we're sleeping and another world while we're waking. Stay there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.